Well, it's a great, football game. Really, as I said out there, really proud of our players. Did a great job. We didn't really do things as well as we'd like to have done them at times in the game, but they battled. They kept competing. And, you know, in the end, we made enough plays in all three phases of the game. So a lot of guys stepped up, and that's a good football team. Coach Marone, his staff, Jacksonville, that's a really good team. But I can be proud of the way our guys played, competed, fought, and in the end executed, made the plays that we had to make to win. And so we're happy to be moving on.
Raise your hand if you have questions, please.
Bill, you've probably been asked this a lot of times over the years, a lot of crazy wins like this, but how do you ride the just emotional ride that happens in a game like that where you're up, you're down, and you need a comeback at the end?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's the AFC Championship. I mean, you got two good teams. That's about what you expect it to be. Come down to the last possession, come down to the final play, player two, whatever it is. I mean, so we saw last week in a lot of playoff games. We see it. We've been in plenty of those before. So you have two good teams, and it comes down to a handful of plays.
Hey, Bill. Congratulations. Talk about Danny Amendola, how big he was today in the game.
Yeah, Danny's a tremendous competitor. Made some big plays for us. I thought, as usual, he handled the punts great, and then he had the last punt return. It really set us up for the final touchdown. But Danny's such a good football player. He just, you know, when you look up good football player in the dictionary, his picture's right there beside it. Doesn't matter what it is. Field and punts, third down, big play, red area, onside kick, recovery, whatever we need him to do. He's just a tremendous player. Very instinctive, tough, great guy, great concentration. And it's a big place for us today.
Bill, just your thoughts on Tom Brady, all that went on this week outside of the locker room and that performed the way he did today.
Yeah, well, it went on outside the locker rooms with all of you guys, so I don't know about that. You could tell me all about that. Inside the locker room, everybody prepared for the game. Tom did a great job preparing, and I thought we all competed today and made enough plays to win.
Bill, did anything have to change game plan-wise because of Brady's hand?
Not that I'm aware of, Bob.
Can you just speak to the resourcefulness of Tom dealing with something like that midweek and then coming out and playing a huge game like that?
I mean, look, Tom did a great job, and he's a tough guy. We all know that, all right? But I mean, I'm not talking about open-heart surgery here.
Bill, could you talk about the fourth quarter, specifically the last two drives? Struggled moving the ball for most of the game, opened up a little more aggressive. You had to be. And what were you able to do? The third and 18 obviously was a big play. Just talk a little bit about that aggressiveness in the fourth quarter.
I don't know if it was aggressiveness. I think maybe it was a little better execution. We made some plays that we needed to make. Yeah, third and 18 was a huge play to get us out of the hole and get a start on that drive. Again, I guess it's that kind of game. We didn't do a lot of things well in the first half. We didn't play very well defensively. We didn't play very well in the red area. Couldn't convert any third downs. You know, it just wasn't the way we wanted to play the game. Fell behind and made more plays at the end. Played better defensively. Played well in the kicking game. Played well offensively when we needed to. I think that's really the mark of this team and these players is when we needed the most, that's when we played our best. And fortunately, we were able to do that today.
Bill, you in the second half, you guys punted three times in the Jaguars' territory. Just curious, on any of those, was it a close decision to go for it? And did you determine that that field position was going to be key in this game?
Yeah, well, in each of those situations, we do what we felt was best in that situation at that time. So,
do you think field position was key in this one?
Yeah, of course. It always is, sure.
Coach, what did you make of Stephon Gilmore's play on fourth down, especially after he got beat a couple plays earlier on the drive?
Man, I didn't get a great look at it. I thought he made a good play on the ball from where I stood. I was in front of between him and the receiver. You know, he has good length. He reached with his arm, his right arm, able to bat the ball away. It was a good play. I mean, he had good coverage all day. They made a couple good catches. Again, they have a very talented receiver group, good quarterback. So, you know, they're going to hit some plays, and they did.
Bill, what were some of the things they were forcing you to make adjustments to defensively early on, in particular the way they used Corey Grant with some big plays early in the game?
Yeah, they got Grant in space several times, and he hurt us on that. Hurt us on the swing pass, hurt us on the out in the flat. They got the Bohannon out in the flat a couple times, too. So they did a couple things differently in the play-action game, and they did a good job on that. We could have obviously played them better, but they had a good plan of attack there and got the ball into space on us and had some, you know, chunk plays, 15, 20-yard gains. So it's a, you know, good game planning, and he's a fast, explosive player. We gave him too much room, and you know, he made us pay for it.
Bill, just overall, what do you thought the defense did on Fournette today?
I mean, it was a battle. You know, he had some good runs. He had some downhill plays. We had some plays. It was a battle. He's a good back. He's a tough back. Gets a lot of tough yards. But again, in the end, close game. We made a couple more plays than they did. They made theirs. We made ours. Just had a couple more.
Bill, you just talked about making the plays at the time you need to make them. What is it about this team? What these plays on this team? Football's about measurables a lot, but that's obviously something you can't measure. How do you find that out about these guys?
I don't know. I mean, every game is different. Every situation is different. So what we had to do this week, what we had to do some other weeks, probably not quite the same thing. But it's everybody being prepared, everybody knowing what to do. And when the time comes, the people that need to come through have to come through. That's what makes a good football team. That's what a team is. Everybody pulling their weight, everybody doing their job. And, when your number comes up, stepping out there and doing what's right for the team, making the plays the team needs you to make.
Coach, Brandon Cooks had a big game today, 100 yards receiving, drew some big pass interference calls as well. What can you say about his contributions in his first year with the organization and coming up big in a big game like that?
Brandon's been good for us all year. Really, really good football player, good route runner, tough, good hands, smart guy, does a lot of different things. We put him in a lot of different positions, and he's able to execute a lot of different things. So, yeah, he had some big plays for us today, no question. He made a couple comebacks, hit a couple comebacks, and then, you know, he ran the deep route. You know, Ramsey grabbed him, and that was a big field position swing there too. So, throwing in front, throwing behind. Tom and Brandon did a good job on that. Really well executed a number of those plays. I mean, those were tough throws against Boye and Ramsey. Just two good corners.
Bill, it seems like a guy who's easy to overlook in a game like this is the weapon that you have in Ryan Allen in the game that he had today.
Yeah, Ryan's done a good job for us all year. And, again, in a game like this, I don't know how many times we punted. More than we wanted to, but, you know, he had a lot of big plays for us. They gave us a two deep look early in the game, which is something they've done, but not as much, and trying to take us out of some of the directional kicking that we've done in the past. And, you know, Ryan made a good adjustment to that. He had some good punts when we were backed up. We needed the field position, and then we had some plus 50 punts in the second half that he executed really well, and which, like we did in the Jets game a couple weeks ago. Which we were able to maintain the field position that we had. So, yeah, it was key for us.
Two final questions.
Bill, during the game, you guys pulled out two trick plays. How long would you say that you kind of keep those in the holster? And what goes into the decision process of when to employ those in the game?
Yeah, I don't know about the first question. We run the plays when we feel like it's the right play to call at the right time. That's what play calling is.
All right. Thank you, Stacey. Bill, the last drive of the first half, how important did you think getting points on the board before halftime, given they were getting the ball to start the second half, was?
Yeah, getting the ball, that was part of it. But I'd say a bigger part of it was just we hadn't moved the ball very well, you know, the whole half. And, you know, to be able to make it a 14-10 game without really doing a lot of things well in the first half. I mean, you know, we think we came in at halftime with, you know, a good level of confidence that, it was a four-point game, and we hadn't played well. If we could get it going, that we could, you know, that we could win the game. And it took us a little while to do that, but that was a big drive for us. You know, and we had some big stops defensively once we were able to come back or finally get ahead. And so, Again, good complementary football from all three units.
Okay.
All right, yep, thank you.